Good morning, everyone. We continue our limud with Masechet Sukkah, Perek Daled, Mishnayos Ches and Tes. Mishnah Ches says, "Ahalo v'asimcha shmona ketzad." Let's quote him from again the beginning of the Perek. Told us that halal and simcha for 8 days. So what does that mean? The Mishnah is now going to tell us. Malamet shechayv adam b'halal uv'asimcha ufod yontov v'achron shachag kashar koi mosachag. Remember, Sukkah is 7 days. The pasuk says, "Basukas teishu shivas yamim." So the eighth they were talking about here is Shemini Atzeres, and it teaches us that your Chayv and Halal and Simcha and Kavod Yom Tov in Shemini Atzeres, just as you are regarding every day of Sukkos. Fine, that's that. Sukkah Shiva Ketzad. The Mishnah in Mishnah Aleph also said that Sukkah is 7 days. What does that mean? As it's about Sukkos Teishu Shivas Yamim. So Gamar Milechol on Hoshana Rabbah, the last day of Sukkos. Once you are finished eating, you finish your last meal. Lo Yatir Sukkah. So you should not take down, dismantle your sukkah. So you shouldn't dismantle your sukkah because the obligation still lasts all day. So it's hooked to the mitzvah. So just like talked about previously with an esrog, after you use it, it's still chav to shalom. So to the sukkah, but you can take down, the lashon of we saw in Perek Beis, sukkah, when he said going to the sukkah, is always lashon of going up. So now going out, the sukkah is going down. But from mincha and on, you could take out your nice dishes and your fancy pillows and cushions or whatever they used in the sukkah. They could take it down and bring it back home. Because of kavod of Shemini Atzeres, that they should be able to use their nice dishes and stuff on Shemini Atzeres as well. Now remember, they did not eat in the sukkah on Shemini Atzeres because there was no promise feka dioma. That's the reason some have the minhag to do so, to eat in the sukkah on Shemini Atzeres nowadays, is because of the whole feka dioma, because Shemini Atzeres might actually be Hoshana Rabbah. Mishnah test. Nisach Hamayim Ketzad. How do we do Nisach Hamayim? So they took a golden jug that held 3 lug, which the Bar Tanura comments is the smallest measure of kelim in the mikdash. It's also a revi'a sahin, if you remember from the Rosh Chodesh leining, revi'a sahin la kevus yain. So it's the same measurement, and they fell from the shilach, a spring that was near Yerushalayim. Higila Sharmayim, then they would come with the jug to the Shar Hamayim, which is a gate in the base of Mikdash on Harabais. Taku Veri Saku, they blow Tkiya Tru Tkiya, Olive Kevesh, and they went up the ramp, Ufana Lismolo, and then they turned left. So this is the ramp of the Mizbeach, which was at the south of the Mizbeach. So they go up the ramp and turn left because the Nisach Hamayim was done on the southwest corner. So once they got to the southwest corner, Shnei Sfarim Shel Kesef Hayisham, there were 2 bowls of silver. Rav Yehuda Omer Shel Sid Hayu. No, they're actually lime. El Shayim Meshucharin Pneihem Mipnei Hayayin. Rather, they were lime, but they looked so dark. They looked like silver because the wine was always poured into them. Remember, they did Nisach Hayayin on all karbanos. Nisach Hamayim was special to Sukkos, but even with, as we'll see soon, even with the Nisach HaMayim, there was Nisach HaYayin as well. So there are these 2 bowls. Nukavin kamin shnei chotam in dakin, echa muba v'echa dak, k'deshi shneim kalim v'as achas. And then there, in these bowls, there were 2 holes, and each bowl had a hole that would lead down into the bowels of the Beis HaMikdash. One hole was thicker, one hole was thinner, so that they could finish at the same time. And they're pouring wine and water simultaneously. And the bartender explains, because wine is denser than water, it would travel slower. So since they want to have them finish at the same time, the water went in a smaller hole, so less would be able to go through at one time. So with the wine in the big hole, the water in the smaller hole, they should finish together. Maravi Shamayim, Mizrahi Shalyain. The western bowl was where they poured the water, the eastern bowl is where they poured the wine. Eyo Shamayim Sel Shalyaim, Shalyaim Sel Shamayim, Yatza. But if you mix them up, you're still Yotze. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, and the Barton explains, he argues on 2 fronts. Balog Hayim Menasech Koshmona. That they would use a log and it would be 8 days. So it's arguing on 2 fronts because we said before that the Kli was 3 log, so now we're saying it's only 1. And we also said Nisuch HaMayim is only 7 days. So Peter is saying it's 8 days, but we don't pass like Rabbi Yehuda. Lo, until the one pouring, the nation would say to him, Hagbe Yadcha. It'd say, lift your hand. Because one time that a Kohen poured the water on his feet, or Gamukal Ames Organ, and then all the people pelted him with their Zogim. So why did he pour it on his feet? We know that in this time, so the second Beis Hamikdash, a lot of the Kohanim were corrupt, and the Tzedukim were very much in power. Tzedukim did not believe in Torah Shabbat Peh. And Nisuch HaMayim is a halacha l'Moshe Mi-Sinai. If anyone learned Tainus, the Gemara is beginning a Tainus talk about this. The halacha l'Moshe Mi-Sinai, though there might be a remez min HaTorah. In fact, that was part of the Kriyas Torah this morning, if you're paying attention, that normally say Menchasa v'Neska by every korban, but say we said Menchasa by Yom HaShishi, Menchasa u'Nesachecha, because the Gemara in Tainus says that one time it says b'misparam k'mishpatam instead of b'misparam k'mishpat. I think that's Yom HaShvi or Yom HaSheni. It says Menchasam v'Niskehem, and then Menchasa u'Nesachecha, the extra mem yod mem spell out mayim. In the Korban Sukkos, remez to the idea of Nisuch HaMayim. But it's probably Halacha L'Moshe Sinai. Either way, the Tzedukim, because it's not explicit, the Torah did not agree with it, so the Kohen poured it on his feet. Everyone should have a great Shabbos.